Construction workers protest in defense of union rights, and against anti-worker EU Keith Gibson and Janet Gibson, Hull Socialist Party. 70 steel construction workers from Humberside and Yorkshire gathered outside Siemens Turbine Factory, in Waterside, Lincoln on the 28th of June, to protest in defense of their trade union agreed national agreement for the engineering construction industry. NECI. Siemens will be the major contractor responsible for overseeing the subcontractor companies who will build the new combined cycle gas turbine at Kedby Power Station near Scunthorpe. The Kedby project will be a NECI site, so why the protest? The Lindsay oil refinery strikes in 2009, see when militant action stopped the race to the bottom at socialistparty.org.uk, successfully placed overseas steel construction workers under the protection of NECI, which guarantees national pay rates, terms, and conditions. The Lindsay strike also secured a new section of NECI enforcing a contractual right to equal opportunities. Yet 10 years on, these workers are still having to monitor, protest or strike against construction companies who utilize the EU's posted workers directive under the guise of freedom of movement, to employ overseas workers on the cheap. This in turn, has seen construction bosses breach the equal opportunity rights of UK construction workers. Little wonder the majority of steel construction workers understand the need to leave the EU bosses' club. I addressed the protest, as a member of the Socialist Party and GMB Union, voicing construction workers' anger at breaches in equal opportunities, against blacklisting, the circumventing of NECI and the need for democratic accountability of trade union officials. I propose that the next step should be, to lobby Parliament in defense of NECI against the EU's posted workers' directive. This was put to the vote and overwhelmingly passed. I outlined the need for a worker socialist Brexit, and explained the need for international worker solidarity against construction companies attempting to override NECI and workers' rights.